A gal who doesn't know the meaning of the words, don't get carried away, Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Good morning. Well, I am glad it doesn't feel so cold because you need to get out and see art, as always.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And while you're running around and being crazy busy getting ready for the holidays, you can stop by the Hillside Co-op and see Chrissy Valento is an art teacher in town, and she just does phenomenal, phenomenal work with her students. I love seeing the students coming out of Chrissy's classes. Her sixth graders have work on display at the Hillside. It's wonderful to see. It is a must-see exhibition. They studied Chen Qiqi, who's a local artist, watercolor artist who just does amazing work. Studied him as an artist and then made their own creations, mostly underwater watercolor fish. It really transports you to a tropical scene. So you can imagine yourself somewhere else, but why would you want to imagine yourself anywhere but the Northland? There is Glenn Sheen. I think another place I love sort of getting into the holiday spirit and the what arts can get you into the holiday spirit. Glenn Sheen does a great job of lighting up the mansion and sort of showing off the architecture and the amazing art collection that is there. And Wednesday, they are going to have a seasonal creation. So they do sort of it's a crafting slash art making slash, you know, get together evening at Glenn Sheen. They're going to have a florist help you sort of figure out floral design and how to make tables look beautiful for the holiday season. So that'll be a fun one. There is some art talking as well. There's a show at Three West. Three West is a new gallery that just opened. The brainchild of Drew Digby, who's going to do some really, I think, interesting, and he's looking for ideas. He's going to do some interesting history programming, visual arts programming, artist services programming. And the show that he opened the gallery with is called Natural Abstractions, and it features the work of Stacey Renee and Elizabeth Koof, who use the natural world as their starting point, but then go off into really interesting directions. And Elizabeth's work is a little bit more, the natural world as it's cycled through her own psyche, and Stacey's work is sort of the natural work as it impressions in her brain. So Stacey will be talking about it tonight at 5:30 about her specific work, and then Wednesday evening at 5:30, Elizabeth will be talking about her work. And I love artist conversations are just a nice way to be like, you know, why did you choose this one? Why did you do this? What inspires you? Sometimes finding the inspiration of others can give you sort of that kernel of spark that you need to keep going forward. So I would definitely encourage everyone to get outside and go to those two events. And then next week, I thought we could talk, although maybe I'll talk about it this week, but, In figuring out, you know, what to do with everybody, because it can feel cooped up this time of year. So that week after the holiday season, there's some amazing exhibitions that I want to encourage everybody to go out and see them. But I also want to talk about, you know, what are some ways, you know, instead of just being like, you know, oh, I'm just going to go look at art. I don't know what to do, how to look at it. We're going to talk about some specific ways we can kind of enjoy it together and challenge each other a little bit. So stay tuned next week for that.
Oh, that is going to be fun. I always love programs. I've got that we could almost subtitle. I've got a house full of company. What? How do I get them out of here? Or, you know, something
exactly.
Along those lines. Annie, thanks a million, my dear. And we'll talk again next week.
All right. Bye, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the host of Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.